Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. Hello, everybody. It's Clarissa. We are back in the limelight. I've got yet another extraordinary entrepreneur, and we're going to go down a little bit of a different path today. I'm going to talk about being stuck and how to get unstuck, especially in these very, very trying times. But before we do that, I'm going to remind you that you can go over to inthelimelightmedia.com, where you can see the videos, where you can hear the podcasts, and where you can go and take a look at the digital version of In the Limelight. Intelligent Media for the Savvy Entrepreneur with Iris Apfel on our cover this quarter. I'm loving having her. We're having some great success with this fifth edition of the magazine, so we're very proud of that. And with that having been said, we're going to now bring on our guest, someone I don't know yet, but I was looking at her website, and there is some of the coolest stuff on there, you guys. You have got to go take a look at how, but let's put it this way. How are you letting go? This is the letting go process. So I'm going to bring her on right now. Her name is Moira Hutchinson. There she is, Hutchinson.
Hello. Hi, Clarissa. Oh, I'm sure I
said last name right. Hi, Moira. Welcome to In the Limelight. I love every once in a while bringing on someone that helps entrepreneurs understand, especially in these difficult times, trying times, challenging times, times we've never known before. Mm-hmm. Being an entrepreneur is already difficult enough without all the other layers that, you know, have been added recently. And so what was it that you, with Wellness and Moira, how are you helping entrepreneurs in this kind of strange moment to get through?
So, like you say, first of all, it is a strange moment, and it's not just the things that we're going through. We actually, before we came into this interview, we talked about Mercury retrograde.
I didn't want to go there. I was trying to forget, Moira.
I'm sorry, Clarissa. Truth be told, I love retrogrades.
Okay.
So let's just talk a wee bit about stuck, and then I'm going to share with you what I mean by loving retrogrades. So when I talk about getting stuck, well, to your question, you asked, how am I helping entrepreneurs? The key piece is to help people get much clearer on listening to their heart, listening to their inner wisdom, because that piece about feeling stuck, it often starts with a panicky mindset, a conversation about, oh my God, this is awful. This is terrible. This is all breaking. Where's my calmness? Where's my peace? What can I do? The truth is, there is always things we can do. And so now I want to just come into what I'm talking about, really liking Mercury retrograde. So a retrograde is the appearance of things going backwards. So it's the appearance of communications getting lost, schedules being mixed up. But what's really happening is Mercury, as a planet, is all about our communications, which is how come it affects our electronics and our calendars. But instead of shaking our fist at it and getting really upset, because this is creates more of a stuck, the more we resist where we're really sitting, what's going on for us, the more we resist, the more it grows.
Yeah.
The more that's all that we see, right?
Right.
And so if we gift ourselves with the opportunity to slow down, then we actually hear the guidance from our heart more. Does that make sense, Clarissa?
Yeah. You know, it's so true. It's so true, because every time, rarely, that I do take the moment to take that extra deep breath, or, you know, maybe lay in an extra 10 minutes because I'm gifting myself with
10 minutes of, you know, just sheer bliss of not having to worry about anything else. Things really do, they do come in, or they open up, or, you know, giving yourself that little bit of extra time to yourself. And we say it all the time, and we hear this all the time, but I don't know that people really, really take a deeper dive into the truth of it.
Absolutely.
And you come in. I know that you do a lot of you have a lot of different modalities. Again, I'm going to put up your website so that people can go ahead and maybe, you know, follow along wellnesswithmoira.com as we're speaking, or go after. But you'll see all the different modalities that you work in and work with. Mm-hmm. What is it that you would suggest doing right now?
Doing right now, helping
entrepreneurs to really stay focused, really stay balanced, really stay, you know, forward facing, and not to be frazzled by all this other, you know, stuff going on.
So let me teach you a quick exercise for all entrepreneurs. Let's all do this together. So when we feel like we're in our head, we're in this panicky mode of, oh my gosh, this is not happening, just start gently, gently tapping on your forehead in between your eyebrows, and then tap 3 times on the bridge of your nose, 3 times on the tip of your nose, and on your lip. And while you're doing this, start to let your breathing go nice and deep on the chin. And then you're going to form a light fist and just thump on your chest bone, on your collarbone.
Right.
And then you're going to open your hand up out and place it right over your heart. And you're going to say out loud with me 3 times, I live here.
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 Take a deep breath. Good. Now feel that.
So this is known as tapping.
Well, this is actually a quick exercise that I call head to heart. So we were doing tapping, and that is actually one of the modalities that I work with, is emotion freedom technique tapping. That's not what that is. It's just something that is very quick when we start realizing, oh my gosh, I'm in my head again. I'm going to bring my awareness down and then into my heart, because the more we can open up to the fact that we really do live from our heart, that then creates more of a space. Like you just said, Clarissa, when you take a moment to give yourself just those few moments, then
it does alter a state.
It alters our state, but it also puts us more into a space of solution focus, as opposed to this big situation or issue that we're trying to say, no, I don't want to go there, right?
Right. So the whole concept of letting go, and by the way, this is so overarching. You mean letting go of many things, mm-hmm. your relationship or a mindset, or we'd be here probably all day just on this one term. But how did your letting go guidance system come to pass?
So that has been an evolution of many, many years. So my actual stuck story was that when I was 18, I was in a cult for 2 years. That's very stuck. So I'm sharing that just to give you an idea of what I mean when I'm saying stuck. So in that kind of environment, you don't have any ability to choose what clothes you wear, where you're going to be, who you get to speak to, who you don't speak to. So that's what I'm talking about. And then from there, I obviously got out and created, I actually went into the corporate world and I burnt out. I made myself very sick twice. And in doing that, I then started to look at, there's got to be a better way. You know, after the second burnout, it's like, this is not a good pattern for me. And I did tons and tons of research. So when people go to my website, you can see that there's an awful lot of modalities. There's even more that's not on the website. But all of the modalities that I offer and the letting go guidance system came about by me sort of testing out on myself. How can I let go of thinking I'm not as good as other people? Or how can I feel like I'm making a difference in the world, or that I'm finding my gifts, following my purpose? And these are all components that are woven into this, what I call the letting go guidance system.
Yeah. Why is purpose so important for us? Why can't we just live our lives and, you know, you're born and then you pass, and in the meantime, you try to be the best person you can be? Why is purpose it's kind of lately, especially in these last, I don't know, 10 years, maybe more, it's in the tip of everybody's tongue. What's my purpose? What's my purpose? Why am I here? Why am I here? What am I here to do? Why do you think that there's been such, and I'm going to go with the word upsurge in the word purpose of in our lives?
I personally believe it's because we all need meaning. Everybody needs their life to mean something, to stand for something, to give explanation as to how come you like certain situations. So for all entrepreneurs, what pulled you into that? You're following a calling. And then people who are maybe working for an employer, or maybe they're even stuck in a dysfunctional relationship.
Yeah.
Or they've got health issues. They then start maybe even reflecting on the idea of, I thought my life was going to be different. And so that's when people start looking at, what is my why? And actually, do you know, have you ever heard of the work of Viktor Frankl?
No.
Viktor Frankl he wrote a book. It's called Man's Search for Meaning. And it's actually a fairly quick read, but Viktor Frankl is a psychiatrist who survived Nazi war camp. So there's another brilliant stuck story. But in his own research, and he came to realize that humans, we can survive amazing atrocities if we get clear on what is our meaning. And that one always stuck with me.
I believe it. Yeah, I do believe that. That's an extraordinary thought. Just stop and think about that for a second. There's really nothing that, I think some of the saying goes, there's nothing that you can't overcome, that God can throw at you, you can't overcome because, or life can throw at you that you can't overcome because yes. God has given you the tools to work through it, yeah.
But then it also gives you willingness to do some of the things that you may not choose to do. You know, thinking of being in business on your own, you may not choose to run your schedule, or you may not choose to do Facebook Lives, but it's part of your overall mission. And so you're going to say, yes, it's actually part of my why, part of my life mission. So therefore, I'm in alignment with that, and I'm going to follow it.
So what's your why, Moira? Why do you do what you do? I understand how you got pulled into it, because you wanted to better your own life. But why then did you decide that it was going to be your life's mission to help a lot of other people with theirs?
Because I found, so in all this research that I did, that when I got my diagnosis, this is back in 1998, I got my diagnosis. And basically the doctor said, here's your medications. You're never really going to work again to the degree that you used to. And I thought, I don't think so. I was a voracious reader, still am. And I always remember reading this article that said, the reason people got the kind of illness that I did was because they did not align with their own sense of meaning or their sense of purpose. So that was a huge light bulb moment and a big transition for me. I ended up working harder than I'd ever worked before. I worked part-time while I put myself through school with a number of the different modalities that I do now, because that was my calling. My calling was to be a catalyst for change, for healing, for well-being, and also to bring spirituality into everywhere. I actually believe that every answer, I don't care what the question is, I believe that every answer is ultimately a spiritual in nature. And so that's my big why, is that my life purpose is to help people take loving responsibility, authorship. I call it authorship. Claiming authorship for your life journey.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So how is it that somebody right now, because again, as we said at the beginning, as we were setting up the show, these are really unprecedented times. These are, at least in our lifetime. These are very difficult times. They're very challenging. We see what's going on. I, for one, have decided to just come off basically of all news because I knew how it was affecting my psyche and my emotions and how I was feeling about many different things. It's bringing up all kinds of different things. And some things, you know, I have to say, I don't know that they just weren't fitting the purpose. They weren't serving me and my purpose to be the best that I could possibly be. So I just decided that wasn't a good thing to do. So I turned off the news and decided that I was going to move forward and be in what was truth for me. And that's exactly what I'm doing. But how can we, or how do you advise people or counsel people to move out of being stuck in these very angry times? People want to get stuck in anger right now. They want to get stuck in the story. They want to get stuck in what they feel is right. And they're always into this partition, this division.
Right.
What would be the first steps if somebody came to you and said, "More, I just can't take any more of this. Can you help me through it?"
So number one is exactly what you just said. Disconnect from all the headlines and the news. That's not helping anything for anyone. And to your point, it just makes you feel heavy and you know, weighted down. That's not serving you, serving any of us.
Yeah.
So there's a few key pieces that I work with people on in this whole area. Is we've all been given the opportunity to up our self-care.
Yes. Right.
Right? So
yes.
So since we've been doing this, I've been working from home completely. I used to travel into the city. I live an hour out of the city and I used to go in twice a week. I don't anymore. So I all of a sudden had 4 extra hours a week. So now I go for a walk every single day. I'm getting much more sleep. I'm getting, like, for a while I was doing 9 hours sleep because that's what I needed. So this is what I'm saying, is that reset. So for me, it was sleep, walking outside, meditating more. I do a Qigong practice every morning.
Oh, wow. I have to do that. I'd love to try that. It's, for me, for example, I pull out my essential oils and I diffuse them and I put on the most beautiful, luscious chill and lounge music in the background.
Beautiful. You know,
and I work in clothes that breathe and move with me. I live in Phoenix, so it's a gajillion degrees right now. So, you know, it's something that's kind of cool and light and expands with me. I started to meditate now. They're guided meditations, but they're really proving to be very enlightening. I feel,
yes.
I wake up in the morning and I feel so much lighter. Like, you can really face the day. And I feel so much stronger, more. I feel like invincible almost. Like, there's nothing out there right now that could stop me. And that's where I know that you bring your clients when you're working with them. You want
Absolutely.
Them to feel the same way.
Absolutely. Because, you know, the other part in this too, with us doing more and continuous self-care, there's a couple of things that start to happen. One is we are communicating to our core self that we are worthy. And that's really important.
Powerful, yeah.
And so once we step into that expanded and developed space of self-worth, we actually get to bring our gifts more and we access our own inner wisdom.
Yeah, I know.
So by accessing our inner wisdom, you know, you were saying that we're living in uncertain times. I look at all this and I have implicit trust in myself that whatever happens, I'm resilient enough to deal with it.
Yeah.
And that's what I take my clients into, is that none of us would be here in this if we couldn't deal with it. So therefore, that to me ends the chatter. Because I don't know what it is right now.
Hey, let's talk about your book for a second. I'm going to bring it up on the screen. Okay. Oh, there it is. Let me bring it back up again. Ah, there we go. It's Letting Go So You Can Thrive, the 5-step process that gets you unstuck. We've been talking about being stuck, Moira. Mm. We've been talking about being stuck. Where can we find the book? Is it Amazon?
Yes, it is. It's available on Amazon.
Fantastic. And then you have also a transformational workbook, which includes guided meditation called Change Your Mindset, Become Unstuck, and that is available.
That's a bit. I did provide you a link. I don't have access to that link.
Right. So what I can do is when I post the video, I'll put the link there for you.
That would be great.
Yeah. So you can get that on Amazon, and then your social. You're pretty much everywhere. You're on Facebook. Facebook is Wellness with Moira. Wellness Moira on Twitter. Wellness with Moira on LinkedIn, YouTube is Wellness Moira, and Instagram is Wellness Moira. That's how we can find Moira if you want to. And her website has been on the ticker the entire time of the video, wellnesswithmoira.com. I can't thank you enough for being on the show today. I think that once in a while, it's really good that I bring someone on that we're not talking about business, but it's really that, okay. Let's take a deep breath. What else can we do? What else should we be looking at? How can we be helping ourselves? And how can we be working with people like you that are helping us get there? So I really thank you so much for being on today and for being so flexible with me today in my Mercury in retrograde moment.
It's my pleasure.
Thanks, Moira. We'll be talking to you again soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Are you looking for a place with positive information? Well, look no more. This is the place, InspiredNewsRadio.com. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, positive talk radio. Shows designed to inspire, inform, educate, and motivate. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, and I'm one of the hosts right here on InspiredNewsRadio.com. And I ask you to please tune in every single week to my show, Mind Your Own Business. InspiredNewsRadio.com, the place to be for positive talk.
Hey everybody, it's Clarissa, and if you know me, you know I love to travel. I'm always on a plane, a train, or a car, and I love discovering new places, new hotels, new resorts, you know, just new adventures. That's why I'm so thrilled to offer to you a membership to the Clarissa Travel Club. Yep, it's at no expense to you, but it's travel at a massive discount. Here's the deal. It's savings up to 70%. No travel restrictions, no blackout dates. Almost any hotel in the world. There are over a million hotels, everybody, that you can go and search on ClarissaTravelClub.com. It's free to join. Works for friends and family, so have everybody else sign up too. It's a user-friendly site, I have to say. And here's the clincher. It's 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price. Let me say that again. 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price within 24 hours of departure date. So sign up now and receive instant access to incredible savings and terrific offers. It's just that easy. I lived in Italy for 30 years and I love Italian food, but Italian food didn't really love me because a lot of it had gluten in it. I didn't understand why I was getting so sick all the time and why I was having reactions and rashes and just generally not feeling well after eating. I myself am a celiac and I found out the hard way. An internationally renowned chef, Rita Romano, and I have created an Italian gluten-free gastronomy cookbook that is made just for you. If you have celiac disease, gluten intolerance, or even if you don't, you are gonna love this book. Satisfy your passion for Italian food without gluten. The book has 70 delicious, authentic, and modern recipes, each with beautiful illustrations and many photographs taken in Italy. Cook up a meal that family and friends can enjoy. There's bruschetta and pasta, soups, risotto, focaccia, and scrumptious desserts. Italian gluten-free gastronomy also includes a variety of vegetarian and vegan recipes. An 8.5 by 10 inch hardcover with a beautiful dust jacket. You can get that at clarissabert.shop and click under Feel Good. And for the digital version, you can find it on Amazon.
Okay, everybody, that's it for this episode. I would love it if you'd go like, subscribe, and share. Let everybody know how much great information you've gotten here today. And follow me on social. You can find me pretty much anywhere under Clarissa Burt, and on Facebook it is Clarissa Burt Official. Go to InTheLimelightMedia.com where you can sign up for my newsletter to get all kinds of great information. It's a monthly newsletter. And you can also read the In the Limelight digital magazine. It is a quarterly, so that you can keep abreast of all of the people I get to meet and greet and interview. We've got great articles there, all kinds of resources for the savvy entrepreneur that you are. See you next time.